My name is Rio Lakinlali. I am a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is a newspaper in Las Vegas. Primarily, I cover the criminal justice system and legal affairs. Since the pandemic has really ramped up, I've also been helping out with COVID-19 coverage. What really struck me was just how fast the symptoms came on and kind of took over. My illness onset started April 9th, which was a Thursday. So in the days leading up to that, I felt completely fine. And overnight, probably around 3 a.m., I woke up and I was shivering. And I thought it was just because I had the fan on. And about 3 hours later, I woke up and I was feverish. And I had this really deep cough and I was struggling to breathe a little bit. So I had been working from home already by then, but I just wanted to let my editors know that I would not be able to help out that day if anything came up. And a few hours later, my temperature spiked to 103 degrees. And so at that point, I opted to do a telehealth conference and I spoke to a registered nurse. And she told me that I needed to go to the doctor within an hour. And I was in the ER and my symptoms weren't bad enough that they were going to admit me, but they did take me in to do a chest x-ray. My chest x-ray came back and it was highly suspicious, in the doctor's words, for coronavirus. The thing is, they didn't have enough tests to test everyone, and they were only reserving their test kits for those being admitted. They diagnosed me with atypical pneumonia, and I ended up getting tested about 3 days later. So I just remained at home recovering, self-quarantined, not leaving the house at all. Before I came down with symptoms, I had kept reading just online that coronavirus was like a bad flu. I've had the flu before, and this felt like nothing that I've ever really gone through. And I don't know if maybe my asthma kind of exacerbated the symptoms, but I felt very, very weak, especially for the first 3 to 4 days. I was dealing with these bouts of exhaustion. So on top of that, the body aches and the headaches were just excruciating. Probably one of the worst symptoms, and it was really hard to even get to sleep, or sometimes I'd jolt awake just because the body aches were so painful. The cough was really bad. For about a week, I realized I lost my sense of taste and smell. So on top of everything, I wasn't really eating just because the thought of eating and not tasting anything was so unappetizing. It was not like anything I'd experienced before. Despite thinking that I had been careful when I was pre-symptomatic, I couldn't get over this feeling of guilt. And I thought back to my grocery store trip just 4 days before. I'd gone running. I'd visited the newsroom maybe a week and a half prior to, just to grab some of my documents and stuff. And so I'm thinking about all the things that I had touched, and did I use my hand sanitizer before I did this? And so, I don't know, something that really stuck out to me, though, was the grocery shopping trip, just because I just kept thinking about all the produce that I had touched. So I'm checking if something's ripe, and I'm touching all these things, and I'm putting them down. And I couldn't stop thinking about who took my produce home, or who used the shopping cart after me, who used the little pin pad after I did. And I just kept thinking about how bad I felt and how much worse it would be for my mom and my dad. Obviously, they're older. I can't stop thinking about who I might have infected before I knew that I had caught the virus. I think a lot of it had to do with just all the coverage of the coronavirus leading up to when my symptoms came on. So that's something that I kind of already had on my mind. I don't know. I guess just writing all of these stories about how this virus has affected everyone, I guess I just am grappling with the guilt of possibly inflicting that on someone else who might be in the high-risk population. If you'd asked me a month ago what I would do when this stay-at-home order was lifted, I would have told you in a heartbeat, go to the bar with my friends, go to the gym, and just try to live normally again. And I know we are slowly kind of peeling back on our shutdown order as well, but I think I'll be home just as a precautionary measure.
That was Rio Lakinlali, a reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, sharing her experience with getting COVID-19 with KUNR's On Gray. The story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.